Welcome to Going the Extra Mile, a podcast brought to you by New Leaf Training and Development. Each edition is sure to lift your spirit and encourage you in today's working world. Enjoy.
There's another war taking place right now, and that's the war for talent. Talented people, you see, have plenty of choices in today's highly competitive global marketplace. The balance of power has shifted, and talented people are interviewing interviewers as much as they're being interviewed. Now, the trouble with talented people is they have legs and will walk to where they have the greatest degree of flexibility and feel most trusted to actually get the job done. Many organisations are doing all they can to attract and retain talented people. It's true to say, of course, that in service businesses especially, their brand primarily is their people. They're not manufacturing or retailing a product, but rather providing a service. They sell time and not things. The value of a service business is most often wrapped up in the hearts and minds of people who provide said service. And when these people leave, some of that value walks out right behind them. One of the battlegrounds where this war for talent is fought is way off in the most distant and remote fields. See, talented people prefer to choose where they work, and they often choose to work remotely, meaning they relish the flexibility of their employers, allowing them to do their work from a location other than a central office operated by that employer. And my observation has been that at the core of this skirmish is one word that's easy to say and yet hard to do. It's a word that begins and ends with the letter T. That word is trust. Talented people have to be trusted to get done all that needs to get done, regardless of where it's done. Talented people need less supervision. In a service business especially, work can get done from anywhere. We now have the technological platforms to enable remote meetings. As interdependent and relational beings, of course, we all know the importance of gathering in person, but the policy of just insisting people must commute to and sit within a cube that's housed within four characterless walls is just outdated. You know, commute, cube, commute, repeat, 5 days a week, 8 hours a day, 50 weeks a year. Talented people will just jump ship. Some organisations are adapting their policies to try and attract and retain talented people, but my concern is post-COVID. It's often too little, too late. Now, here are some policies I've read about and heard about from talented employees. Now, to me, these remote work policies are actually upside down, and all they do is stifle creativity rather than unleashing it. See what you think. Quote, if an employee has less than 1 year's service, they cannot work remotely, regardless of rank or role, end quote. This tells me you don't trust me for at least a year. Quote, if an employee has more than 1 year's service, but less than 3 years, they can work remotely for 2 days a week, but must be in the corporate office the other 3 days, end quote. This tells me you trust me a little bit, but not a lot. Quote, if an employee has more than 3 years of service, they can work remotely for 3 days a week, but must be in the corporate office the other 2 days, end quote. This tells me you trust me more, but not yet completely. Quote, if an employee is a manager of others, they cannot work remotely at all, end quote. To me, this is the most ludicrous. I mean, first of all, we don't manage people, we lead people. People don't like to be managed and controlled. We manage things, not people. Secondly, who is the manager actually managing in the physical office building if, depending on tenure, those human resources may not even be in the office today? The bottom line is organisations need to change policies to better fit people. Most people will deliver results far greater than anticipated if they feel trusted. Of course, there are some workplaces and entity types where remote work is not even a remote possibility, but for many, it is indeed the way forward.
I hope you found that short story useful, and if you did, feel free to rate, review, and share this podcast. We'll be back next week with another episode, and we also invite you to check out our other weekly podcast, Take 5, an inspiring interview with a leader worth listening to. Bye for now.